The spoken word. Trust us, we invented electricity.
You never know, I could be on the endangered species list.
Oldies but goodies.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program featuring classic radio programming from what is often referred to as the golden age of radio, the 1930s through the mid-50s, and we sneak in a few of the latecomers as well, programs produced in the 60s through the 80s. My name is John Lovering, and it is indeed my pleasure to welcome you to this podcast. I've been restoring antique radios and collecting radio programs for about 30 years now, and now that I am retired, I can share my passion for old-time radio programming with you. The goal here is to keep alive the amazing radio programming that traversed the airwaves and was the first form of media to bring live performances and news into the homes of individuals all over the world. On this track, comedy. When it comes to visual and vocal comedic talent, there wasn't anyone better than Red Bernard Skelton. His daddy was a circus clown who died before Red was born. Red began a career as a circus clown, worked in vaudeville, Broadway, radio from 1937 to 1951, and television from 1951 to 70, one of the top 10 highest rated TV shows for 17 of the 19 years. And he also did a few films. Red Skelton was inducted and served in the Army during World War II, and he said he was the only star that went in as a private and came out as a private. During sketches, he oftentimes would break up laughing or cause his guest stars to laugh, not only on live broadcasts, but the tape programs as well. He was a man who was known to be very insecure. He had difficulty reading and often had the scripts read to him. He could be very difficult to work with because he was a total perfectionist in his craft, and he expected the same from his co-workers and crew. And he had a great deal of tragedy in his life. His son Richard was diagnosed with leukemia in 1957, and at that time it was a virtual death sentence for a child. After his son died, Red was unable to perform for the 1957-58 television season. He created some unforgettable characters, such as Freddy the Freeloader, Cauliflower McPug, Clem Cadiddle Hopper, the Mean Widow Kid, Sheriff Deadeye, Willie Lump Lump, and San Fernando Red. Red Skelton was inducted into the International Clown Hall of Fame in 1989 and the Radio Hall of Fame in 1994, and he ended every one of his television programs over the 19 years on the air with "Good night and may God bless." I could go on, but time does not allow, so here from March 25, 1947, is the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, the David Forrester Orchestra, singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and announcer Rod O'Connor, and featuring a skit entitled Traffic Court. And thanks for listening to Heirloom Radio.
It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Mr. Raleigh walked in tonight, seeing he's got a towel over his arm, and I says, "What's that for?" He says, "Everybody I meet says, how are you?"
Well, Red, do you know what today is?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, isn't it, or did I get up for nothing?
Today's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, today I feel legal, you know.
Did anybody play a trick on you?
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, I started unwrapping a big package.
Well, what was in it?
Me.
You know, I haven't seen you around Reuben's Market lately. How come?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't been down there.
There's brilliant new material.
It's jokes like that that's going to put me back at O'Connor and Weiss Shoe Factory. Hey, we may stay on for the summer, you know, with material like this. We leave the audience cold, you know. Say, we've been doing retakes on Merton of the Movies.
Well, what part of the picture are you working on now?
The love scenes with Virginia O'Brien.
Well, why didn't you do the love scenes right in the first place?
I know what I'm doing.
Well, are you convincing as a lover?
Yeah, Virginia told me that when it comes to making love, I could teach Gable a thing or two about jujitsu.
Well,
Well, what does your director, Richard Thorpe, think about your acting?
Well, I don't like to talk about things like that. Besides, we got a lot of kids listening.
Well, I know any picture that he directs will be a hit. Richard Thorpe never misses.
You can say that again. I got two teeth missing to prove it. We've been working nights, you know.
Well, I guess it's pretty tough working these cold, rainy nights.
Yeah, what's your talk? We never say rain out here. It's merely California shedding a few tears for the bad weather that Florida is having.
I'm proud of that. Too bad it wasn't in the script.
You know, Mr. Mayor must think a lot of you, Red, with all this work they're doing on Merton of the Movies.
Oh, yeah.
You must have an awful lot of money tied up in it.
$2 million, my boy.
Including your salary?
No, I forgot that. That makes it $2,000,098. I work pretty hard out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know how hard I work?
How hard?
They bid on me 3 times at Santa Anita at the mayor auction.
Well, they previewed that picture once. What happened? Wasn't it funny?
Funny? My next-door neighbor saw it and he almost died.
Really?
Yep. Some popcorn stuck in her throat. Almost choked. Thank you very much. Tonight, Rod O'Connor is going to read a letter, which makes me very happy.
Well, every week we tell you what famous celebrities say about the new Rolly 903. Celebrities like Joan Crawford, Paulette Goddard, Linda Darnell, Hedy Lamarr, and many more. But tonight we want to pay special tribute to those millions of you loyal listeners who smoke and enjoy the new Rolly 903, yet never receive any publicity. We recently received a letter which reads,
Dear Red, we've been regular listeners to your program and enjoy it very much. My wife and I have been smoking one of the other leading brands of cigarettes. But when your moisturized Rolly 903 came on the market, we ordered a carton to see if they were as good as the brand we've been smoking. We both agree that the new Rolly 903 not only is a better tasting cigarette, it also is a cooler smoke with no throat irritation. So here's good wishes to you and your cast. And when other diehards say they won't change brands, just let them try the new moisturized Rolly 903 cigarettes. And if they don't agree the new Rolly 903 is better, they've lost their sense of taste. Sincerely, Ed Lucan and wife, Alsea, Oregon.
To Mr. and Mrs. Lucan in Alsea, Oregon, as well as to the thousands of others who have written us letters like this, many thanks. And may you continue to enjoy the new moisturized Rolly 903.
Anita Ellis sings Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of love who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Monday. For all my life,
Skelton scrapbook of satire.
You got something on Petrillo that he let you get away with that?
Chapter one is entitled Willie Lump Lump in the Traffic Court.
Okay, get your hands off of me. Where's the police commissioner? I'll have every one of you cops locked up.
Yes, order in the court, order.
It must be something new. I'll have a ham sandwich.
Don, why don't you stop making a nuisance of yourself?
Look, my beautiful specimen of undeveloped seaweed. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you sitting in the back seat telling me how to drive all the time.
Bring this man back here tomorrow.
You'll see me today.
How do you feel?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm wise to you, Bert. A judge once asked me how you feel. I said, fine. He said, $10. Oh, no, you don't.
What are you charged with?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What's your name?
Wouldn't say him. Ask me again, I'll tell you something. Willie Lump Lump, what's yours?
Willie, Your Honor, he means no wrong. He's just frightened.
Oh, no, I ain't.
You aren't scared?
No.
Willie, look at me.
Now I'm scared.
Will the arresting officer step forward and state the charge?
Yeah, tell him about it.
Yes, sir. He resisted arrest, was speeding down a one-way street with no lights on.
Yep.
You're charged with 3 violations. What do you have to say?
Who'd I see about opening a charge account?
Mr. Lumpnut, are you guilty or not guilty?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you am what?
You listen to Amos and Andy a lot, don't you? I'm either guilty or not guilty. Figure it out for yourself. I ain't no stool pigeon here. Just pick up any line and start reading. I don't...
Well, which are you, guilty or not guilty?
I think that's a rather personal question, if you ask me.
How fast was he driving, officer?
Tell him, blabbermouth.
76.
That's the spirit. Look, if I was speeding, so was you. Otherwise, you would have never caught me. Now, work your way out of that one. Look, you forget your charges against me, and I'll do the same for you, and I'll be on my way.
Willie, should I call your lawyer, Frank Belcher?
You will not. I talked to him this morning. He says, I'll go down there with you. I says, no, you won't. He said he was going to get me a suspended sentence.
Well, is a suspended sentence bad?
Yeah.
Do you know what happens when you get a suspended sentence?
They hang you, don't they? Boy, that's what I like, is a courtroom that will applaud.
Willie's a good man.
Yes, I'm a
He's a close observer of all traffic laws.
Oh, stop beating around the bush. Close observer. Why don't you come right out and tell the man I'm nearsighted and get it over with?
You're nearsighted and you drive without glasses, eh?
Yeah.
Now, how far can you see?
Pretty good. On a clear day, I can see the sun. Too fast for him. He didn't get it.
Look, wise guy, in about 2 seconds, I'm going to wrap this gavel around your neck.
What?
Now, how far can you see?
About 6 feet.
Then how do you know where you're going?
Just follow the radiator cap.
What would you do if someone stepped off the curbstone?
I'd knock him back on the sidewalk before he got hurt.
try to make him stop driving. Why, last week he went right through a stoplight.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, all right, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
You see, he admits it.
Oh, no, I don't. Look, I didn't go through a stoplight, Your Honor. I stopped dead the minute I hit it.
You mean you wrecked your car?
Not exactly. I always drive around with a motor in my lap.
Well, I fine you $100 and sentence you to 90 days in jail.
You're pretty liberal with other people's time, ain't you, old boy?
Next case.
Well, Willie, it's your own fault.
Yeah, I know, but I had it coming to me. If I'd have been that judge, you know what I would have done? I'd have sentenced a thoughtless offender like me for a year. You know, I just happened to realize something. I could have been killed. Or I could have killed somebody. You know, driving carelessly and not obeying the laws that protect safety of the lives of other people and your own makes you the same as a criminal that carries a gun and goes out with the intent to kill. And it's the little laws that we break that contribute to the overthrow of our American way of life. I had it coming to me.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play Karaoke. Thank you. was wonderful, David. You even look like a tamale now, believe me.
Chapter 2 is entitled The Great Pie Mystery.
Now there's nobody around. Here I is, all alone. The stage is set for catastrophe. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up somebody on the telephone. Hello? Hello?
Operator.
Give me, nothing.
Why, that's your own number.
Well, naturally, I don't want to talk to strangers, you know.
What number do you wish, sir?
Sure. Oh, boy, she think I is a man, boy. Look, babe, what you doing tonight, Cookie?
Nothing. If your mother's going out, I could come by and see that you don't fall out of your cradle.
Yeah. Look, give me the FBI real quick, will you?
Hello, this is the office of the FBI.
Well, look, I as an honest citizen, I want to tell you where you can lay your hands on a whole lot of crooks, a whole gang of criminals.
Yes? Where about?
Alcatraz. Goodbye. Now back to me, fleet of boats in the bathtub. I'm going to sail me boat in the bathtub. Who left that bar of soap on the floor? Uh-oh, the voice of doomsday is. Here I am, kiddo.
What are you up to?
Up to me neck. I'm sitting in the bathtub. I'm sailing me boat.
Junior, have you seen my new shoes?
You mean the submarine?
Junior! Those things at the bottom of the tub look like my shoes.
Well, give them a couple of minutes. They won't.
Easter shoes are ruined. Aww. Get out of that water. Oh, you've got your clothes on.
Well, naturally. We get dirty together, we just won't get clean together. And besides, I gotta wear my clothes. You always sneaking in unexpectedly, goodness.
Well, what is this bottle of mercurochrome doing out of the medicine cabinet?
I poured it in the tub. I'm sailing on the Red Sea today.
Oh, I've never... Come here to me.
No, if I don't...
You'll get a whipping.
Yeah, and if I do, I get a whipping. Look, kiddo, you're going to have to entice me with a better bargain than that, believe me.
Get out of that tub. No. I'm going to have to spank you.
Now, look, Grandma, you spank me, I cry, and then you feel sorry for me, and then you give me a cookie, and I eat it. But right now, I have four. So let's just forget the whole thing.
Here. Get out of those wet clothes.
Yes?
What's this in your back pocket?
The snake.
Ooh! Your grandfather's electric razor.
I thought it was...
Now, what were you doing with that?
I'm not going to tell you what I've been doing with the razor. But that naked cat is the weirdest looking thing.
Here. Put this suit on.
No, I'm not going to wear that thing.
Don't you like the suit?
No, I don't. That sissy suit, I always has a fight when I wear it.
You always get in a fight no matter what you wear, so what's the difference?
Plenty. With this suit, I got to fight the little girls, too. A blue bow down the front and a big ribbon in the back. I can just see Dickie Olin, you know, and the juvenile jury gang just waiting to take a clink at me as I walk by. You
Junior,
know.
You're not going to let those ruffians bully you.
They never.
Abraham Lincoln once wore a suit his grandmother made for him,
really?
And a group of toughies made fun of him and tried to muss his suit up. But young Abe took care of them.
Look, that was long time ago, kiddo. Let's face it, we is living in the bubblegum age, you know.
Well, that's enough of this foolishness.
Yeah?
You sit right here on this table.
Yeah.
And I'll tie your shoelaces for you.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Nemo, why are you making a hen knot?
Oh, I guess I got carried away for a second. There. Now... See if you can stay clean for about 3 minutes.
Okay, kiddo. Watch me. I'm going to jump off of the table.
No, no, don't jump. There's a weak spot in the floor.
Nemo, open the cellar door.
Are you all right?
Now, don't
Don't make a
fuss. Oh, dear. You could have fallen in the hot furnace.
Now, don't get... I don't care. I wish I had, boy. I would just sit there and barbecued myself, you know. I'd just sit there and baste myself with hot coals, you know. Spit on me to hear me sizzle, you know I would. And I would wither up and I would... Oh, no!
What's wrong?
I scared me, Dad.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, don't cry.
Okay.
Grandma, I'll give you a nice piece of fresh pie.
I get...
Pie?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-oh, I don't think I was done.
Oh, now, smell them.
Yes, it smells
good. Good heavens! Someone has taken a big bite out of the middle of each pie.
Now, who would do a thing like that?
I think I know the answer to that.
I think you do, too, so let's just skip it.
Junior, look me in the eye. Now, if you're telling the truth, you'll be able to keep looking me in the eye. If not, you'll have to look down. Mm-hmm. Now, did you touch those pies?
No, I did not. And I can see I need a shoe shine, too. Now, look, Grandma. Now, it must have been an inside job. Look, you better look for some fingerprints. Look for footprints.
No, there aren't any footprints, but there are fingerprints.
Well, there couldn't be. I wore my catcher's mitts.
What did you say?
I mean, look, them pies with the middles, I look like catcher's mitts. Look.
Well, if you didn't eat the pies, you're probably hungry for some pies.
No, not
so that. I'll give you a big hunk.
A big hunk? Maybe tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your face so green?
Watch out, Tommy. Don't give me away, will you? Look, I think I'm going to go outside and play.
Here you are.
It's a little big, isn't it?
What's wrong?
Hmm?
Why do you just stand there looking at it? You know, if whoever ate all that pie was to eat more on top of it, it would make them sick, wouldn't it?
It would help.
And here's some milk.
Milk? Oh, no, take it away, take it away. It looks like bleached castor oil. And I don't think I want it.
You
I
drink
don't...
it. Hmm? Milk makes strong teeth.
Well, if milk makes teeth strong, why does Grant put his in water every night? Hmm? What time did old lower plate wobble stagger in last night? Huh? You know them oil for them teeth of his? That lower plate wobble is affecting his whole body. He just wobbles.
Well, you know, stop stalling and eat the pie.
Okay. Boy, that's good, eh? Yum, yum.
Junior, you've got your mouth full. Now swallow.
I did, but this is as far as it goes.
And stop eating with your mouth open.
I gotta get air, don't I?
Junior, you're not eating that pie. Now eat it so I can get you another big piece.
Another piece?
Junior, why don't you eat?
I'm just not hungry, I guess.
Why, Junior?
Don't stand so close to me, Grandma. Hey, why are you looking at me like that?
Junior, eat all of that pie.
I don't want it. You make me eat that pie, I'm going to tell
you.
You're
going to tell what?
I will tell everybody that there used to be Tricky Finger Felton, the shoplifter.
Ooh, that was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Tricky Finger, nobody's looking. Grab that vase over there.
You grab it. I'm loaded.
Chill! I do it again, Mike. I can put that old kiddo in to saying anything I want to do. I'll see you later, Grandma. I'm not very hungry for pie.
Junior.
Hmm?
Eating that pie makes you feel a little guilty, doesn't it?
It does.
Now I want the truth, Junior. Did you dig into those pies? I worked hard to bake those pies.
Hey, Grandma, why are you holding that pie like that, huh?
Don't you know?
You look like you're going to smack me in the kisser with it. Oh, but you wouldn't do the thing like that. You don't even kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo.
Hey, Grandma, now you're looking funny. What you thinking about, Grandma?
What am I thinking, he wants to know? Go on, Perla. Smack him in the face with it. He won't cry long.
You look funny, Grandma.
Then again, he might. Then again, I don't know why I'm standing here thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyway.
Now, Perla, put me down. What's the matter with you, Grandma?
Goodness, you had the bleed on me. You was about 2 inches ready to smack me right in the picture with that pie. And you had to suck. Goodness, isn't it awful the way the grown-ups pick up things we kids do?
We hope you liked our program well enough to do this again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening and thanks for buying Raleigh.
Goodbye.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts.
A rich, full-bodied, burly blend.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness.
Clean smoking all the way down.
Crimp cut for slow, cool burning.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Remember, folks, the Greek War Relief is worthy of your support. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.